The first chakra at the root is called Muladhara, M-U-L-A-D-H-A-R-A, which means root base. At this level, the energy, the spiritual energy, is simply, as they say, gripping, holding. It has no joy, it has no ecstasy, but it won't give up. This is just sheer being hanging on to being. I think, when I think of this, as a kind of dragon. Dragons, you know, we have a good deal of biology and zoology about the dragon. We know their habits. The dragon tends to guard things, and he usually has these guarded in a cave. And when you take a kind of count of what he tends to guard, it happens to be either beautiful girls or gold or both. Now, dragons don't know what to do either with beautiful girls or with gold, but they just hang on. And that's, there are people like this. We call them creeps. Now, the second chakra, this is called Svadhisthana, her favorite resort. You must know that this serpent is a female serpent. It represents energy. And in the Indian system, the active, energizing principle is regarded as female. And the languid one, the one that wants just to be let alone, is the masculine. Now, this active female serpent is on the way up to join her spouse in the lotus at the crown of the head. The second lotus, then, is called her favorite resort, and this, as you will probably have guessed, is at the level of the sex organs. At this level, one's whole psychology is Freudian. All the aims of one's life are really symbolic of one's sexual desire. And all of one's frustrations are interpreted in these terms. So that on the level of the second chakra, we can say Freudian psychology is perfectly acceptable. That's okay at this level. The third chakra is called Manipura, which means the city of the shining jewel. And this is at the level of the navel. I don't know whether you were about very much this summer, but I had the notion that this was the year of the Manipura. At the level of the navel, the whole aim of life is to consume things, to ingest it, to make it your own. This is the level of the will to power, the will to dominate, the will to win, or Adlerian psychology, or the Nietzschean will to power. Now, according to the Indian view, these three first chakras are the chakras on which normal human life and history are based. These are the urges that govern life outward directed. All the aims of life, all the fulfillments of life, are the result of outward directed energies and actions. These are the levels of what are thought of as natural, materially oriented man. And now we come to the fourth chakra, which is at the level of the heart. You know, in religion, the heart is the important level. It is here, as they say, that the devotee's hands touch the feet of the Lord. This is the point of first meeting with the religious mystery. The experience of life on the first three levels has really no valid religious claims. It's only at this level that this begins. And the name of this chakra is Anahata, A-N-A-H-A-T-A. That literally translated means not hit. What it means is the sound that is not made by two things striking together. All the sounds that we hear are made by two things striking together. My voice, the sound of the air striking the laryngeal cords. Now, what is the sound that is not made by two things striking together, which is heard when the Kundalini reaches the fourth chakra. This is the sound of the energy of which the world is a precipitation. It is antecedent to things. As we know now from our modern physics, the material world is a precipitation of energy. The atom explosions have proven that. And matter is simply, as it were, solidified energy. Well, the energy antecedent to the apparition of matter has a sound, and that is the sound that is not heard by not made by two things striking together. And what is that sound? That sound is Om. Now, in Sanskrit, the syllable Om, the sound O, is analyzed into two sounds, A and U, joined, A, U, M. So you'll sometimes see this written O-M and sometimes A-U-M. When written A-U-M, it is called the four-letter sound.